Joining us now, he is Ryan Horvath of BetMGM Tonight, part of the BetQL Radio Network. You can stream that bad boy on your Odyssey app. Follow Ryan on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Hello, Ryan. How are you?
Hello, Sparky. Doing okay. My kid brought home the flu, and I had a good run of like 6 months without getting sick or any ailments in the house, and picked up the flu. But I'm good enough to work, so that's good. But I get to work from home, which is also kind of good because I can just sit on the couch and watch this football game tonight. And it looks like it's freezing cold by you guys. I hope everybody's being careful on the roads, and I'm hoping that it's going to be freezing cold and snowy and rainy out, this game tonight, because I bet the under, but you know, it's a really low total, 36.5. So I'm going to need some condition.
I will say that I don't know if I've watched a quarter of Thursday night football all year long, if we're being honest. I don't think I've really gotten into it at all year long. No, I'm just being honest, right? I'm just not into it. But having said that, I hope you win. And you deserve a lot of props,
thanks,
Ryan Horvath, because you were money on this show last week. I mean, you were money. You took the Badgers to cover against Oregon. I thought you were nuts. You took the Bears to cover against the Packers. I thought you were nuts. I mean, you were one pick. Charlie, didn't he make a third pick, too, that he was right on? Oh, Kansas.
Kansas.
You took Kansas on the upset as well against BYU, and you hit that one, too. You were rock solid, solid gold last week, Ryan Horvath, and that's why we have you on.
Well, appreciate it. Kansas is going to do it again this weekend, guys. I know it was a disappointing start to the season, and I know you love Lance, too, the head coach, obviously, Lance
Leipold.
But, yep. Just a disgusting start to the season. But they were also one of the more unlucky teams. Like, if you look at it, that's what college football is all about, strength of schedule and how you lose some of these games. They lost more one-possession games than anybody. They were losing by field goals, touchdowns. And it was because their quarterback, Jalen Daniels, was turning the ball over a ton. Also, though, he had to learn a new offense because they lost their play caller, Andy Kotelnicki, to Penn State. He's one of the best play callers in the country. Now they've figured some stuff out, and they're playing like the role of spoiler. So they beat BYU. This week, I think they're going to beat Colorado, actually.
Ryan, I want to get your thoughts on both games again coming up this weekend. Badgers and Nebraska. Nebraska fired their offensive coordinator a week before Wisconsin fired their coordinator in Phil Longo. So both these teams coming in with some inexperience. Now the difference is Matt Rhule went and hired Dana Holgorsen, a former college football head coach that's had some success at Houston, West Virginia, and so forth, to be his play caller. Meanwhile, Luke Fickell says, what does it matter who the play caller is just for somebody for you to blame? Like, I don't think it's a big deal who's calling plays. We're all going to do it as a staff. That is ridiculous. So I have no idea who's calling plays. I think it's going to be Guyton, but I don't have that locked in stone necessarily. We'll find out as they get ready to play Nebraska. I don't even know which way to go in this one, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was just thinking about this today, so it's funny that you say that, because Nebraska hired Dana Holgorsen to call plays, and I don't like him as like a head coaching candidate, but I do. He's okay as a play caller, and Nebraska, man, I kind of like them coming into the season, but they started the true freshman, Dylan Raiola, who's like more concerned with looking like Pat Mahomes than playing good football at times this season. But they have a really – I like their defense. I like Tony White. They play a 3-3-5. I would actually lean Nebraska. You know, but I also feel like this is a big game for Fickell, right? I mean, you make a move like that, and right now there's a lot of turmoil. These are the kind of games I feel that are really important, because you might look at it like, oh, you know, who cares now with the expanded playoff? Like, who cares about a lot of these bowl games? But I think, like, a lot of these games are going to be good for recruiting, and you can't be losing to rival schools or, you know, fellow schools, you know, where you're recruiting, right, in the Midwest against teams like Nebraska. So I would want to lay it on them. I would want to beat the heck out of them in this game, because they've been up and down. They've had a ton of injuries this season. So, I mean, it's hard to pick. That's why the spread right now is a pick 'em. I would lean Nebraska, but I think it's a really important game, because you get blown out or you lose a game like this. I'm not saying it's going to happen at Wisconsin, but it's starting to happen at, like, some of these schools with NIL money and the transfer portal.
Yeah.
Kids will start to leave, right? Especially with this much turmoil. You don't know who the play caller is going to be. Hell, you just said it. We don't know who's going to call the plays on Saturday. That's why it's so tough for me to pick the Badgers. Could be a good thing. Maybe Nebraska doesn't know what to expect. You could go with that angle. But also, it's a tough defense you're going against. So I kind of like Nebraska.
All right, let's talk about the Packers and the Niners. We had Joe Shasky on from the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game, in the second segment of the show today. And he's you know, very emotional like I am. He's losing his mind. He said that the Niners look like the 58-year-old Mike Tyson instead of the 28-year-old Mike Tyson so far this year. That gives me hope going into this game for the Packers. Then, in the first segment of the show before Shasky came on, we played sound from Xavier McKinney talking about the first couple of meetings the Packers brought up their struggles with the Niners. That's insanity. Then I hear Jordan Love talking about, oh, we really want to beat them. You know, this is bigger than a normal game because they knocked us out in the playoffs, which leads me to think he's going to be pressing. Decision-making might be questionable, might throw a pick or two. So I'm more concerned about this game now than I was prior to listening to the audio from yesterday from the Packers. Packers, Niners, who you got?
Oh, I was actually looking to bet Green Bay because they're two-point favorites. I was looking to bet them as seven-point favorites because then I would get, like, plus 200 odds, I hope. Like, $100 will win me 200 because I think they're going to win by at least a full touchdown here. So one of my favorite bets this season was San Francisco under 11.5. I worried about a Super Bowl hangover. Also, like, you know, how many deep runs does this team have? It's just hard to do in football. And we saw that in Green Bay. You know, like, even when, you know, Rodgers was here, and hopefully we don't see it with Jordan Love, but we saw with Brett, right, where there was this awesome run, and then there would be some seasons where we would win 10, 11 games, but they would win 10, 11 games because of Brett and Aaron. It's just like, it's hard to build the dynasty. That's why it's pretty remarkable what Kansas City's doing right now. But, you know, with the salary cap, you can't just have like a perfect team like the NBA. So you can't have these dream teams. And that's the thing. So I just didn't think that San Francisco was going to be able to make another deep run. I thought that there would be some injuries, and I was right about that so far. So Brock Purdy's dealing with an injury. I guarantee he goes. Nick Bosa, even if he does go, man, he's just not himself right now. He's dealing with a hip injury and now something else.
He's got two obliques that are hurt. He's got two oblique injuries, man. I've never even heard of anybody having two oblique injuries before, Ryan.
Me either. So he's got two oblique injuries and he's also dealing with a groin injury. And for whatever reason, now they're like trying to hold off on that because they were talking about it. He was talking about it openly. I think the Packers are going to cook him, man. I really do. And it's also like, you know, I know that we always say this, oh, wait till they come to Lambeau Field. Do like having the game in the conditions, because if you can get pressure on Brock Purdy, and that's what this game comes down to, man, like, does Rashawn Gary show up again like last week? Who's going to step up? You got to get pressure on Purdy, and you could beat up on this Niners team. You get a pass rush on him, and Purdy's been pressured on 40% of his dropbacks. Top five in the league. That's why they lost in the Super Bowl. I thought he played well. The problem was, Kansas City pressured him on 60% of the dropbacks. One thing that scares me, though, man, and I got to be honest, is Christian McCaffrey in this game. I actually just bet him to have 125 rushing and receiving yards combined, because Green Bay is still outside the top 20 in pretty much every statistical category against the run. They're missing too many tackles. Do you want to hear some Quay stuff? Or, I mean, I know you guys are out in a remote. We're trying to have a good day and raise the money today. Do you guys want to be depressed a little bit when I give you some Quay facts?
Dude, he's awful. I don't need to hear numbers. Quay Walker is awful.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, so Quay Walker right now has played 207 run defense snaps, and he has a 54 run defense grade, which would rank him right now linebacker 59 out of 66. With at least 115 run defense snaps. He has 6 missed tackles, which is tied for the 12th most in the league. Green Bay is a team 15th in missed tackles, 25th in yards allowed after contact, 3.1 yards after contact. They're the only team right now in the NFL with 4 linebackers who have played at least 115 run defense snaps. Like, they're just getting just beat up on the ground. Now you got to go against McCaffrey. Let's see how healthy he is, though. So maybe it's still a good time to get him. That's the only matchup that scares me. I think Green Bay is going to win this game by at least a touchdown, though, and it's a revenge game.
You bring up the weather forecast, and the weather forecast does not call for any precipitation and calls for a high in the mid-40s in Green Bay. That's not cold enough. And there's no snow and no rain based on what I'm seeing on my phone. So I don't think the elements are going to play much of a factor in this one on Sunday.
Well, we'll see. I mean, you know, the other point that I had to make really quick, this is where bringing in Robert Saleh really works out.
That's true.
Right?
I didn't talk about that all week. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, man, like, I mean, I haven't even brought this up because we haven't got to this game for whatever reason yet on the show. And I was just thinking about this the other day. I was like, oh, yeah, here's the Robert Saleh factor. We talked about this a little bit when they brought him in, and I was like, hey, I think that this is a very underrated move, you know, to help out with the defense. And you were like, well, he's helping out with the offense. And I said, yep. Aha, but wait until San Francisco comes around. And some of these other teams even, man. Detroit, Robert Saleh, say what you want about the guy. I think he's – who knows? Maybe he's not a head coach in the NFL. I definitely think he's a defensive coordinator, and I think he could be a head coach at the next level. I don't think he's the issue in New York. I mean, I'm a Rodgers guy. He's definitely the issue, right? Like, let's just call it what it is.
Right.
Rodgers is a head case. He destroyed that whole organization worse than it already was. But, I mean, right, we're not getting the frozen tundra game, but give me, you know, maybe rainy or just like 37-degree weather over 80 degrees on the road against this Niners team when they're beat up. I mean, you got them right now right where you want them. It's like Mike Tyson in the fight with Jake Paul, right? He's 58 years old and kind of chubby, even though he's in great shape. He's got his butt sticking out doing interviews, and he's just wobbling in the corner. That's the Niners right now. I completely agree with what Joe said, man. And now we got to come in and we got to knock them out because we got bigger fish to fry. We got the Detroit Lions to worry about. And that team right now is a Madden team. Ben Johnson right now, he's going to have his pick of any job that he wants. I was thinking about this. What better thing to put on your resume than if you win Jared Goff an MVP? Every week they're putting up video game numbers, man. That's what we got to worry about. Them and Philadelphia. The Niners, put them in the retirement home. I hope those words don't come back to haunt me, but this has to be the time that we kick their ass finally.
I would hope so. I would. Joe Shasky, when he was on earlier from the game at San Francisco, flat out said that Packers should have won that game last year. Pretty much they outplayed the Niners most of the game between the missed kick by Carlson and then obviously the Love forced decision there going across his body to the left in the interception pretty much ended things for the Packers. So we'll see what happens on Sunday. We'll have our Green Bay football postgame show driven by Young Express immediately following that one with myself and Crazy Takes Tommy Wirtz producing the show. Ryan, thank you so much. You and Brad do a great job on BetMGM tonight. Looking forward to listening tonight on the Odyssey app.
Thanks, guys. One last sneak in for me, as I always do. I already gave you Kansas, but I hate to do it. I love our troops. I love this country. I do. But Notre Dame is going to beat up on Army this weekend. Lay the 14. Play the fight song.
Hold on. Right, have a good one. Hold on.
Yeah.
So one of the guys that's being talked about to be a possible offensive coordinator for the Badgers is the quarterback's coach at Notre Dame, who was Fickell's offensive coordinator at Cincinnati at the end. Like or dislike him?
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. I don't know that I like that. Come on now. You need – I don't know because I don't really like the principles. I told you what I think that Wisconsin football should be. I don't know that they're unfortunately going to be this offense that I think Fickell wants them to be. Now, does he want to change what originally they wanted to do with Phil Longo? Like, are they going to go back to ground and pound? Because
I'll say this. He said they want to build on what they're doing, and I say they should take the air raid offense, burn it in a garbage can, and start over with something different. I want somebody that knows the Shanahan and McVay offense, whoever that is. I want that offense to be running Green Bay, where you run the football, you use play action, your quarterback doesn't have to be Mahomes in order to win football games. I think that's how they win. But I don't know a lot about this dude at Notre Dame, this quarterback's coach, and you're Mr. Notre Dame yourself, so that's why I asked.
See, that's the thing. Like, I need a play caller. If I'm making a hire like that, I want a guy that's calling plays. So, I mean, I'd like him. And, you know, right now, the good thing is they're recruiting in the Midwest. They run the ball a ton. Probably a similar offense, Then it probably wouldn't be the worst hire, the more I think about it now. Just because you got to get back, though, to ground and pound. Just because, I mean, now I've lived outside of Illinois for a couple years. But even in Wisconsin, I mean, all the teams that I was watching – I was like, oh, I would recruit this back. I'd recruit this back. And not a whole lot of quarterbacks, with all due respect.
Right.
Was I like, oh, I need these kids. It's just, you know, even at Joliet Catholic where I went, or an IHSA, geez, in Illinois, just not, you get the big offensive linemen, you know, how it is in the Midwest. So I just think it's like kind of tough to run what they're running at USC and what they're running in Washington. So I think you got to go back to what you do. And then when teams like Oregon come in, you got a smart quarterback that can make throws. I mean, like, you know, you can't have a terrible quarterback. Graham Mertz would be a great quarterback right now for this Badgers team. I don't think he was the problem. I think we learned that at Florida when he was completing 70% of his passes, right? They were just running the wrong offense. So, I don't know. I don't think it'd be a terrible idea, but I would want something a little, like, splashier and flashier, man.
He is Ryan Horvath, BetMGM tonight. Catch him tonight while the games are going on. You listen to him on your Odyssey app. Follow him on Twitter at Ryan Horvath. Ryan, thank you so much.
Thanks, man.